Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist with INTL FC Stone.
All right, sir, and you've issued a white paper talking about what you describe as the new normal in grain markets, and you particularly focus on corn. Tell us, you know, where things have been, where they are now, and then in this report, we have you talk later about where you see things going.
Absolutely, and the markets are doing their job, and we had strong demand globally for corn back a decade ago. And there are various reasons for that. Certainly, you can point toward the ethanol boom, but also we have to point toward the rising of the middle class in Asia and specifically China, but also surrounding areas that increase the demand for meat and with it more demand for corn and for feed protein. And so the combination drove global prices higher, sharply higher, and took them to a point where they encouraged rapid expansion of corn production around the world. We saw a lot of expansion in the Black Sea region as well as South America, more specifically in Brazil. And then as we moved on, we saw changes in monetary policy start to drive the dollar higher, and currencies in competing countries that produce grains go sharply lower. And so with the increased supply, everything gets more competitive. And with the dollar being stronger, that made it much more difficult for us to sell our corn on the global market. So that demand shifted away from our borders towards some of these other new sources. And so we find ourselves now with a surplus of corn here in the United States and having trouble getting rid of it.
And certainly you talk to any corn grower and they say, or any grain producer, and they say, we've got to build demand. We've got to find a place, more places for our product. Are we seeing that happening?
Well, I would argue that demand is good in the world, and I think it's strong, but it's just not coming to us. And so if we're going to build demand, that means a cheaper dollar so we can compete on the global market better. And unfortunately, I'm not optimistic about getting the dollar cheaper in the near term. Longer term, of course, it goes with cycles and it'll come back. But overall, when you look at the economic problems they have in Japan and Europe and elsewhere, dollar overall is going to remain strong. Look for alternative uses? Yes, I think certainly so. Ethanol demand looks like it'll remain solid, but its growth opportunities are past us now, it looks like. Feed demand certainly looks to be increasing as we build the cattle herd once again, as we expand hog production and poultry production. But we need greater demand than that, and that's largely to seek it overseas, and strong dollar is a big obstacle for that.
So is the new normal then this globalization of the market and how that is going to impact U.S. growers moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely. And it used to be that a large portion of the pie of demand in the United States, 35 to 40% would be export demand. And now we live in a world where only 12% is export demand. And so when we have periods of surplus, as we do now, we don't have that opportunities to send that surplus overseas that we once had through our export program. And so prices fall further than what they otherwise would. At the same time, if we have a short crop, we don't have as much export demand to ration down to save corn then for our domestic usage, for ethanol and for feed usage. And so prices have to go high enough to ration that domestic demand without the benefit of having much export demand that we can ration. And so overall, we'll probably the new normal would be more volatile prices, which means lower prices during times of surplus, and higher prices during times of short crops.
So what does this mean to the individual producer then in terms of management?
Certainly an individual producer now needs to be more cognizant of ever of the risk management of tools available to him or her and have a disciplined plan in place. And perhaps if that creates stress for them, work with a partner in the industry just like they work with an agronomist from the production standpoint. Maybe work with a risk manager from the point of managing that price risk. With a plan in place, you know, we've hit a lot of home runs in our marketing and research by really doing very little with high prices. Those days are past, and so it means we need to hit more singles and doubles. If I can use the baseball terminology now, as baseball season gets ready to get started, we're in spring training. And hitting those singles and doubles, taking little bits out of the market here and there, usually means working with somebody as a partner who can monitor those and help develop a plan that fits us individually in our program.
And Rabobank has said that we're going to see more consolidation. You're going to see farmers, in order to survive, are going to have to get bigger and expand more and work together more. Would you agree with that assessment?
And that's something, the trend that we've heard a lot over the last 20 or 30 years. And we've seen a lot of consolidation in agriculture. Working together is something that we see, but not across fence lines, but across state lines more. As farmers get bigger, they find that they find it more difficult to work with their neighbors because their neighbors may not be comfortable having those conversations with them, maybe a little bit of envy there. But we find these large farmers networking extensively through the various organizations they work with other farmers their size in other counties or in other states. And I think they find that very beneficial, and they share ideas, and I think that helps them be stronger.
Does it mean the death of the small farmer?
Well, the death of the small farmer, we've talked about that for the last several decades, and to a great extent that's happened. But what it's done is it's changed the dynamics of the small farmer. And so the small farmer, in order to survive, one of them in the families had to have a job in town to supplement the income through those bad years and those bad times, and also to provide the health insurance. So we have fewer and fewer small farmers simply living off the farm, more and more small farmers who have the job in town to supplement the income while they follow their passion out in the tilling the soil.